Whew, right, PyCon UK. I've just, I think, disenfranchised myself from the Python community because I've just done a talk about CodeLab, which was a myth. It was a stunt just to see if people were there. And Aaron,
yes,
was in the audience, and Aaron was talking about. You were talking about some experience from the STEM Centre launch last
just
year in New York.
That there seemed to be an attitude that the government is trying to improve on maths and engineering education because it's something that's very much in demand by industry. And if people who are connected in industry make it known that there's a demand for high-quality computer science graduates, it seems more possible that the government would take that into account.
And have you looked at how is it that the maths and science community got that message through to government? Do you think, there was special channels?
We still, despite some decline, have a big engineering culture in this country, and that's great. And I'm certainly glad that there'll be more engineering, or hope there'll be more engineering graduates. I'd like to see more computer science ones as well. I don't know if we have the same kind of big computer science-driven companies like Google are in the States, and like a lot of the big computer science employers in Britain are,
and
in Ireland indeed, are foreign companies in the first place.
That's right.
That we don't have a Dyson or an Alstom, although they're not technically British, for computer science in this country.
And you mentioned there was a point that somebody made in the audience when I was doing the talk.
Have ARM. I should mention we have ARM.
Yeah, we have that's ARM. It is a massive
not computer science directly.
That's a big, and it's a big ARM as well. Oh. You mentioned a point that somebody made in the audience that are we teaching children the skills to be employable? Or do you remember the?
It was someone brought up that the EBAC is still a good thing because it's teaching people. We shouldn't necessarily just teach people skills because industry want them. We should be teaching people to be good people, and I agree with that too. But if we can use economic reasons to see that people receive a more rounded education, then that's a perfectly valid way of doing it. If it so coincides that industry wants people and it would be good for their industry wants people to have a skill and it would be good for their education too, then there really isn't a loser in that.
Right. Thank you, Aaron, and enjoy the rest of PyCon UK.